You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I am Camille Veronica.
And it is Tuesday, and we are excited because it is not only just Tuesday, but it is the first of the month. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It
get your check and come on.
Yes!
It's the first of the month.
It is, and it's beginning to feel a lot like winter. Starting to feel a lot like winter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got to say?
No, it's not.
Well, we woke up and it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't know where you are.
I am in the same place, and I'm just gonna say this don't feel and I don't even think we should conjure up conversation that makes it think that we are nearing quote unquote winter.
Listen, when we wake up and it's in 50 anything, I don't care if it's 59.9, it is colder than normal. Especially since just yesterday we were in the 80s.
No, I agree. Now, let me be very clear. I agree that any 30 degree drop is sudden. It's shocking to the system. I agree with all of that. I'm just not going to subscribe to the concept that it's feeling like winter here.
It's beginning to feel a lot like winter.
No. And because I left the north.
Yeah, you did.
With full confidence that I wasn't bringing none of that with me down here. Okay. Mm. Thank you. All right. Well, so y'all go ahead and put on a pair of socks with your loafers. I don't care, but we're not calling this winter. Go ahead, sunshine.
Please come out wherever you are.
Yes.
Well, let us see you because we know you're out. We just got to see you.
Right.
We're in the end of this. We're beginning the last home stretch of 2020. Who would have imagined? I mean, literally, like we've done segments after segments after segments. I think at one point we did 10 segments in response to what the world is experiencing. And we're now at the end of the month. At the end of 2020. Now, mm-hmm. We don't know what 2021 will bring, but we do know 2020 will be ending. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like it would be a great time for our listeners, especially because Tuesday is one of those times where we really sit down and we invite family, friends, and, you know, make it a nice even conversation. I think this would be a great time to reflect and ask yourself, was it worth it? And I know that is very that could be very hard for someone to ask that question and then respond without really feeling like they have to go digging into what's the positive. I asked myself that question. That's why I'm asking our listeners, and I'm asking you too, was it worth it? You know, was these last I want to say it's been all 11 months but I want all 11 months you know was it worth it was it worth it for you
I think you should I think you can say 11 months because whether or not you were on an official quarantine lockdown or not, the language, the conversation around COVID started last year, we weren't paying attention, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or we were making fun of the Chinese who were wearing, who had recycled plastic bottles to make masks with, you know.
Face cover.
Yeah. So I think we can safely say 11 months.
Yeah.
For me, I put it in the context that so much of what happened, actually, if you had taken the face of the pandemic off, was going to happen anyway.
Really?
We were going to lose loved ones whether or not there was a pandemic.
true.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some of us were going to be unemployed or our jobs were going to shift, whether or not there was a pandemic. Some of us were going to find out that maybe our relationships weren't as sturdy as we thought,
yeah,
whether or not it was a pandemic. You know, I would like to blame the pandemic for a lot of stuff, but it's hard for me to do that when I realize these things could have happened anyway. Now, I am not making light of those who have passed away because of the pandemic. I'm speaking from a perspective that there are things that take place naturally. Death happens naturally, you know. Disappointment, misunderstandings, miscommunication, all those things happen. Now, put the blanket of the pandemic on top of it, and it just, I think, exacerbates what we naturally have to deal with. And how did we deal with them? For me, life loss is never worth it, you know, or preventable life loss is never worth any kind of thing. However, in terms of the bigger picture, the learning to cope with what I have, or the reminder to use my resources wisely, the reminder to be grateful no matter what, the reminder to appreciate what I have, the life that I live, the people that I surround myself with, the ability to create boundaries that keep me healthy, those kind of things. Actually, you know, this was a good, it was a difficult, but a good reminder.
Mm-hmm.
This year also forced me to be more mindful. I thought I was pretty mindful, but to be more mindful of other people and their situations. And I always say this, when you walk into a room, you don't know what the other person brings in.
Mm-hmm.
And that any room, we're full of statistics. In any room, there's someone who is dealing with abuse.
Yeah,
there's
say someone one who's in dealing this with or one in right, that or five
right,
in that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I always keep that in my mind, that when I walk in, there's someone dealing with something heavy or difficult or hasn't figured out a way out of it. And therefore, it's why I choose to be a lot gentler with people, because of the fact that you don't know what they're coming in with.
Yeah.
And even if they aren't, you still need to be gentle towards people. And so this pandemic, I hope, has highlighted the difficulties that people are dealing with. When we say schools are shut down, and the first thing is, well, there'll be children who are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to answer the question, but why are we relying on schools to feed children?
Mm-hmm.
If we are the richest nation in the world, why is anyone hungry in our country? Why are we paying farmers not to farm? You know, I mean, these kind of questions, I pray that this is the stuff that's coming up. Real problem solving, that I have a job, but I don't have childcare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that these kind of things they've been there, though. That's not a new issue, but boy, is it bigger with the pandemic.
I shook the question, and I literally looked the question in the eye and shook the hand. And I said, you know what? I will be able to tell you if it was all worth it once I get across this stage, once I get this diploma in my hand, but more importantly, once I get into 2021, or in a space where now I have to use or exercise everything that I've gotten from 2020. I realized that it was, and that's why I said the question itself may force some of us to really go seeking out, you know, well, this may have happened, or maybe this, you know, and it is, and you just highlighted exactly what I felt like the exacerbating of the already existing things that happen, and the mm-hmm. collective mm-hmm. experience, the understanding mm-hmm. that we all are all connected, we all are unified, and at any mm-hmm. given time, a comet could come and knock out the entire planet, you mm-hmm. know, and we all would be impacted by it, right? It's not a black thing, it's not a white thing,
right.
It's not an economic thing, even though this pandemic did prove that economic savings or our awareness of savings and awareness of community is important. The opportunity to be able to have in this moment is challenging for a lot of us. But I feel like when we ask that question, was it worth it? Right? Was it worth it that you're not in that job that you complained about for so many months, right? Not knowing that, oh, wait a minute. Now, there you go. And now you're like, but I don't have a job. You know, was it worth it that now you're not in that relationship? And all of your friends who knew you before December would hear you, you know, mumbling about what she didn't do or how she could do this better or, you know, what he, you know, how he could be more, you know, affectionate or how he, now that that's not in place, what are you feeling? What is the moment? And I don't think for me, I was able to narrow the conversation, the answer to that question fully. You know, it's almost a question that requires me to say all of the above, but I got to get to a place where I now start exercising or seeing the action of those behaviors that that I shifted from. You know, I know that the transition of family members and of loved ones, it did. It prompted me to really take strong inventory and one, life insurance. And I know that's a scary thing for somebody to hear somebody say, but it is also a reality of what we all need to be considering. You know, how do we plan for the inevitable? Yeah, that's an inevitable. But how do you plan so it doesn't put you further in, you know, challenging spaces, right? On top of being in a pandemic, or on top of having a cold, or on top of having sick, you know, now you got to deal with this, you know, on top of being pregnant, you know. So all of those compiled and adding that, you know, I want our listeners to take time to sit down with each other, with family, and really just check it off, right? Write it down, physically write it down. You know, what have you gained? Not what have you lost, but what have you gained from probably the loss from these 11 months? And how are you going to make the next 11 months matter more than the prior 11 months, right? When I get a new birthday, I don't really celebrate my birthday as in like that, because I think I celebrate every day of the week. I'm like my niece every day. That day, when that date comes, it's a celebrate on whatever month it falls, whatever day.
Right.
I believe that, but it does give me the drive to say, I have to do things better than I did it yesterday. When I wake up in the morning, this is an opportunity to me for to do it right, to do it better, not to do it right, but to do it better, right? I want to be able to do it better than I did yesterday. So whatever I didn't get completed, let's go for completing that and even completing more. And that's what I wanted to invite us to kind of have this conversation and this beginning, this December 1st. December 1st is also a reflection on World AIDS Day. I always like to highlight that. Just because we are still a community, and I would hope that this pandemic, if anything, some people an opportunity to see what it kind of sort of feels like to go through life with a terminal illness, whether it be cancer, whether it be, you know, HIV or any other, you know, illness that you know, cripples the heart and the mind to feel like life is only but a second away from ending. The pandemic for many of us gave us a glimpse of that. I mean, people were dropping in a week, you know, less than a week, you know, they find out today, gone 2 days, 3 days later, you know. So I'm hoping that some of that has brought air and we could celebrate, you know, World AIDS Day with even more compassion, as you said, even with more grace. And you know, be very, you know, humble in that space. So that's it. Anything else you want to add? We want to add to that.
I do.
Yeah.
I just want to say, you know, the a lot, there's a lot going around where people are talking about this is the worst year and all those things like that. I just want to remind our listeners that we still have the ability to choose our outlook and choose our disposition, and that while this may have been an extremely difficult year for you and your family, the fact that you are still here to even complain that it's a difficult year is a blessing within itself. You know, like, because you ain't had to be here. Yeah. You know, so as that conversation is, and I really do hope our listeners really do talk to one another and ask that question within their own family. And as you talk about that, like that whole concept of you really looking at what you gained out of this year and being able to take that forward to 2021, because the mindset that this was the worst year doesn't need to be the mindset for the next year. You know, if you believe that this was the worst year, you don't need to take that mindset in with you. So, you know, we do have that ability to choose our disposition despite the surroundings that we're in and the situations that we have. But I'm all for championing the victories that we can celebrate no matter how small as we go forward. I'm actually looking forward to December. I don't want to rush through it. I don't want to, you know, like, oh, just get me through 2020. Nope. I actually want to earn my stripes for this battle that we've been in for 2020. And looking forward to each day of December. I mean, really celebrating each day of December. And not necessarily because of holidays or anything, just because I'm here and I have an opportunity to celebrate it. So I just encourage our listeners to definitely find the blessings in this year as you have that conversation with your family, and definitely have it, especially with our children, because oftentimes we dismiss their emotional needs in this kind of, because we haven't been in a situation like this before. But oftentimes, you know, when we talk about things like death and things like that, we kind of dismiss how children may be feeling about it. But having that conversation with them, and even if they say, I don't know, at least you made an attempt I'd push them if they did say, I don't know, but at least you made the attempt to let them know that their feelings are valued as well.
Wow, that's great. This is great. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
We're excited that you decided to join us on this Tuesday. Check back in with us on Friday. We'll be back. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.